Being recorded. We're on the Dalet on the Dalet. As I mentioned, we're getting a little bit quicker during these Gemaras than we ordinarily would because they're more Agada. This particular Gemara is not Agada, and it brings us back to the very opening Mishnah in the Masechta. If you look back at the opening Mishnah in the Masechta and the Beis Hamidalef, you'll remember that we had three opinions as to when the Seif Zman of Kriya Shema is. The first opinion was at Seif Pashmura Harishoino. That was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachomim said at Chatzois, and Rabbi Gamliel says all the way up to Amud HaShachar. Those are the three opinions. At Seif Pashmura Harishoino. Or the opposite extreme is till Amud HaShachar. The middle opinion is the Chachomim until Chatzois, and the Gemara now is going to try and understand the opinion of Chatzos. Now, as we've already discussed, everything really revolves around one word. The Torah says that you have to read Kriya Shema when, B'shach B'cho, when you go to bed. The question is, B'shach B'cho, which literally translates as when you lie down, does that mean at the time that you go to lie down, or does it mean at the time that you are lying down? That's the difference of opinion. If it's at the time that you go to lie down, then obviously that's only the beginning of the night. If it's at the time that you are lying down, then that's the whole night. In other words, all the time that people are sleeping, that's called b'shach b'chos. That will take you to l'amud ha-shachar. Which means that l'chayra, we can understand opinions number one and number three. We can understand until the end of Ashmura Rishayna, because that's basically the end of the time that people are going to lie down. We can also understand the opinion of Chachamim, which says, the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, which is until Amud HaShachar, because that's the time that people are lying down. What's not so easy to understand is the opinion of the Chachamim. In Yiddish, we would say, Nishtahin or Nishtaher. The Chachamim say Chatzois. Now, Chatzois is neither the time that people go to sleep, nor is it the end of the time that people are sleeping. So, what in fact do the Chachamim hold? This is the Gemara's question. So, look at the Gemara. It's the second bottom line of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Chachamim Oimrim Ad Chatzois. Says the Gemara. Chachamim keman svira lehu. The Chachamim, like whom do they hold? What is their opinion with regard to this whole shaila on how to translate b'shach b'cho? In fact, if you look at Rashi, the second bottom line, Chachamim keman svira lehu, b'mashmaus, with regard to translating b'shach b'cho, quote unquote, Ha'omor b'teira, which is written in the Torah. That word, b'shach b'cho, which is written in the Torah, where do the Chachamim stand? How exactly do they understand it? Says the Gemara, I k'rebeleza svira lehu, leimru k'rebeleza. Ve'i k'reben gamliel svira lehu, leimru k'reben gamliel. So how do they translate b'shach b'cho? We only know of one of two translations, as we said before. Either b'shach b'cho means when you go to bed, or it means when you are in bed. So if they hold like Rebbe Eliezer, what does Rebbe Eliezer hold? Says Rashi. Second bottom line. Ikar Rebbe Eliezer svira lehu. The islay, he holds b'shach b'cho, quote unquote. How is that word to be translated? Kolzman. All of the time, shebnei adam oiskin. All of the time that people are busy. Leilech. That's the critical word. Underline the word leilech. It's the time that people are going velishkav, to go to bed. It's not the time that people are in bed. But rather, he understands it means it's the time that people are going to bed. Now, not everybody goes to bed at the same time. says Rashi, ze makdim veze ma'acher. It's true, some a little bit earlier, some a little bit later, but it's all around about the same time, which is the beginning of the night. And if that's what the Chachamim hold, Leimru, says the last Rashi on the Omer, Kirbeleze, the Omer, Soif, O Ashmura, Rishoino. Rebeleze held that B'shach B'cha means at the time that people are going to sleep, which means only the beginning of the night, which they understood means until the end of the Soif Ashmura Rishoino. Devadai kol shedaitoi lishon. Because obviously once he's planning on going to bed, kvar shachav yoshon, then he goes immediately to bed. He doesn't plan it all night. So this is the time that a person plans and then goes to bed, which is the end of the Seif, Ashmura Rishayna. So if that's the case, if Chachamim translate b'shach b'cha, like Rebbe Lezer, well, why didn't they conclude l'halacha like Rebbe Lezer, which means until the end of the Ashmura Rishayna? We turn over now to the next omelet. Says the Gemara, and the Ikerim Gamliel Smir Lahum. And if you're going to tell me they hold like Rabban Gamliel, what does that mean, they hold like Rabban Gamliel? I.e., they translate B'shach B'cha not as when is the time that you go to bed, but rather when is the time that you're in bed. Look at that top Rashi. The Yikar and Gamliel Sphere Lahu, the Mashmalay, because he understands that B'shach B'cha, quote unquote, is Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Shoichvim. It's not the time that people are going to bed, rather, it's the time that people are in bed. The Yesh Bichlal Hazeh Kol Alayla. And included in this is all of the night. And that's why Rabban Gamliel says that you could say Kriya Shema until when? Until Amud HaShachar. Well, says the Gemara, if that's what the Chachamim hold, Leim Rukar B'Gamliel, says Rashi. Leim Rukar B'Gamliel Ad Amud HaShachar. And this is the end of the question of the Gemara. So how would we sum up this question? Mimon HaShach. We only know of two possible translations of B'shach B'cha, either Rebbe Lezer's or Rebbe Gamliel's. If it's Rebbe Lezer's, it's when you go to bed. If it's Rebbe Gamliel, it's when you're in bed. So either that's the beginning of the night or it's the entire night, but it's definitely not half the night. So why on earth do Chachamim hold Chatzois? Where do they get this Chatzois opinion from? That doesn't seem to fit in any translation of the word B'shach B'cha that we know. Says the Gemara, the second line, La'oilam Kerem Gamliel Svir Lahu. Really, they hold like Kerem Gamliel. In other words, essentially, if you ask the Chachamim, how do you translate B'shach B'cha? They'll tell you that Kerem Gamliel. I.e., B'shach B'cha does not mean the time that you're going to bed, rather it means the time that you're in bed. So what's the obvious question? If that's true, then why don't they concur with Rabban Gamliel completely and they should say that you can say Kriya Shema until the morning? So what's this Chatzos story? Says the Gemara, V'ha de Ka'omri at Chatzos Kedei laharchik es ha'odom min ha'avira. So this is the famous principle, and in fact the Mishnah already told us. And therefore, essentially, they hold that B'shach B'cha means all of the time that a person is in bed, which means until the morning. And technically speaking, Me'ikar Adin, they also agree that you could say Kriya Shema till the morning. So why, if that's the case, do they stipulate Chatzos? In order to distance a person from an Aveira. Because if indeed you would allow him to read Kriya Shema until the very last moment, what might happen? They might forget, as the Gemara explains. Kedetanya chachamim osu siog ledivreim. The Chachomim made a siog. What does a siog mean? A fence. Like the very first Mishnah in Ovis, where it says, Asu siog la Torah. So the Chachomim made a siog la divrehem, even though it technically, and me ikra din, they would agree that what? They would agree that Kriya Shema can me ikra din be recited until the morning. However, they put up a fence. And the fence is chatzos time. Why? Kedei shelo yehei odom bo min asodeh. Because we don't want to get a situation where what? Where somebody comes from the field, be'erev in the evening, after a long day, va'oimer, and he says to himself, Eilech lebeisi, I'm going to go to my house. Va'oichel kimo, and I'll just eat a little bit. Va'eshte kimo, and I'll just drink a little bit. Va'ishon kimo, and I'll just sleep a little bit. V'achar kach ekra kriya shema. And then don't worry, after that I'll say Kriya Shema, Ve'espalel, and then I will daven, which is a very understandable thing. He's had a long day in the office or in the field. So he wants to come home, eat a little bit, drink a little bit, have a bit of a nap. He says, don't worry, I'll wake up afterwards and I will daven and say Kriya Shema. What's the problem? And sleep grabs hold of him. V'nimtza yoshein kol halayla. And he might end up sleeping all night. So how does it help to put this ged up of a chatzos? Because a person will be much more careful now. He knows that the time is running out very soon. Okay, so he comes back at the end of a long day, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the evening. He knows at 12 o'clock midnight that saves him on Kriya Shema. So he won't afford himself the luxury of going to bed. If he knows that he can read Kriya Shema all the way till the morning, till 6 in the morning, fine, so I'll have my supper, a nice leisurely meal, I'll finish at 11 o'clock, and then I'll have a nap for an hour or two, and then I'll wake up at 3 in the morning and I'll daven Maariv and say Kriya Shema. And before you know it, he'll wake up and it's 8 o'clock in the morning and he's missed Seif Zman. But if he knows that the Seif Zman is Chatzos HaLaila, so he will not afford to go to bed, so I'll say Kriya Shema first. That's the siog, that's the fence. Rather, what should he do? Says the Gemara, Aval Odom Bo Minaso Deber. Rather, a person should come home in the evening, the Nichnas Lebesa Knesses, and he should first enter Shul. Im Rogil Likrois Kairi. If his normal minig is to read, reading meaning learning chumash, that's what he should do, kairi. Vimrogil l'shanois, then shayna. If his custom is not to learn just chumash, but l'shanois from the word mishnah, tereshe ba'al peh, then he'll do tereshe ba'al peh. V'kairi kriya shema mispalel, and then v'oichel pito yom avarech. And then he should have his bread and he should bench. So the Mishnah or the Braisa is telling you that is the correct procedure. Don't come home after work, put your feet up, have a leisurely supper, then have a rest, because before you know it, you might miss Seis Man Kriya Shema. So rather stop by the Beis HaKnesses, learn Chumash or Mishnayos, daven Maariv, say Kriya Shema, then you can go home and have your supper. And the Braisa concludes with very, very sharp words. V'chol Ha'oiver al divrei chachomim, whoever violates the words of the chachomim, what happens to him? Chayev misa. Very, very scary punishment over here. Why is the Gemara so strict about it? Says the Gemara, my shno. What is the difference? Bechol duchta, in ordinary, in other places, the loiktani chayev misa. We don't find that Chazal put up a geder and was so strict about it, they said whoever doesn't keep it is chayev misa. And yes, all of a sudden, umayishna hocha, the tani chayev misa. And yet when it comes to our Gemara, it says, if you don't keep this siyog, you chayev misa. Very, very strict. Why are they so strict with regard to Kriya Shema? So the Gemara gives two alternative tirutsu. Iboy seima. Alternatively, you could say, because mishum ikka oynas sheino. It's because we're very concerned with the oynas of sheino. What does that mean? That means normally we know hundreds of examples where Chazal made a geder. Laharchek es ha'odom min ha'aveira. Don't do A because you might come to do B. But over here, Chazal were particularly concerned more than in ordinary places. Why? So let's give an example. Min ha'aveira, with regard to the issa of bosa b'cholov, it only applies with bosar of an animal, bosar behema. So if you take a piece of lamb and you cook it out with milk and you eat it, that's issa d'oraisa, bosar b'cholov. But what happens if it's bosar oif? It's chicken, it's not lamb. So min ha'atayra, it is 100% mutter. Min ha'atayra, you can make chicken cheeseburgers. So why don't we do that? The answer is because Chazal said it's osmid rabbon. That's a siog. People will get mixed up. But once you otherwise allow chicken meat, then people will, by mistake, permit also animal meat as well. So they put up a siog. How big is the concern that a person might make mistake and eat animal meat? So it's hard to measure on the mistake-o-meter. There definitely is a chance they'll make a mistake, but hopefully he won't, but he might. And if he might make a mistake, so Chazal decided for that reason, it's worth putting up this siog and to outlaw bosar oif. Now let's come back to our situation. How likely is it that a person might miss the Sof Zman Kriya Shema? And the answer is much more likely. Why? Because it's not within his control. He might fall asleep. He's not going to fall asleep and by mistake have animal meat with cholov. But he might fall asleep, and before he knows it, it's completely consumed him and he wakes up and it's already past the night. So that's why Chazal are much, much more concerned with Kriya Shema than with regard to other Yisurim. And that's why they enunciated it in such a strong and sharp terminology. Why do they say that if you don't keep it, you're chayev misa? Why were they so strict? And the answer is because they were much, much more concerned, as the Gemara says, Mishum de Ika Oinus Shena. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Mishum Oinus Shena, on the fourth line, Hatoik Fatoi, which attacks him. Sleep can completely attack him, and before you know it, he'll have missed his man. That sleep that attacks him might cause him la'avoir al divrei chachamim, and therefore huz kaku lahazhiro yoiser. That's why they had to force him more than normal. So how did they scare him in order to make sure this doesn't happen? And the answer is they said, if you don't keep it, you chayav misa. Which is a very scary thing. So it means you have to read Kriya Shema by Chatzos, and if you don't read Kriya Shema by Chatzos, you chayev misa. Even though min ha'Torah, you can absolutely read until the morning. That's one answer. Says the Gemara, v'boi seima. Alternatively, la'afuke miman da'omar tfilas arvis rishus. Kamash malon chayvo. Second answer is, the reason why Chazal worded this so strongly is because they know that people might abuse the whole concept of Ma'ariv. Why? Because we know that there is an opinion that says that Ma'ariv is rashus. It is not mandatory. And as we all know, when something is not mandatory, there is definitely much more of a chashash that he might abuse it. We do not hold that. We hold that Ma'ariv is a chayva. So how are we going to impress on people this opinion that don't think it's just a lightweight issue of a rashus, it's absolutely a chayva? That's why they worded it so sharply, and they said, if you don't keep it, you chayv misa. Yeah. Okay. Just give me, sorry, just 2 seconds. Now, this is very, very important, la halacha, because we need to know, according to the Chachamim have told us that essentially they agree to Rabban Gamliel. So if you ask the Chachamim, min ha-Torah, until when can you say Kriya Shema? They will certainly respond and they will say, until the morning. So why did you insist that it's only till Chatzos? The answer is in order that people should read Kriya Shema on time. Because we're worried we have to put up a siog. So here comes the $64 million question. And what happened if you missed Chatzos? For whatever reason, amazed. He looks at his watch and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So if you would follow the opinion of Rabbi Lezer would say, I'm sorry, you've missed the boat. Mm-hmm. Because the end of the Ashmura Rishona has gone past. If you would ask Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel would say it absolutely fine until Amud Ashacha. And what about the Chachamim? The Chachamim would also allow you to read Kriya Shema. Because albeit they want you lechatchila to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos in order that you shouldn't chas v'sholom get too close for comfort and miss it completely. But if you did miss Chatzos, lechayra, at least b'dieved, you should be allowed to read Kriya Shema until Amud Ashacha. Because the Gemara said quite clearly that the Chachamim essentially hold like Rabban Gamliel. So have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Mishnah Berurah in front of you. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, it's Chelek Beis. I'm just going to get my Mishnah Berurah here. Right, so have a look. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, it's Chelek Beis, Reish Lamed Hey, 235.
Reish Lamed Hey.
Reish Lamed Hey. It's the end of the second Chelek. This is very, very, very important. Halacha Lameisa. So let's go from the beginning of the simon. We're not going to learn all of it. Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Kriya Shema Balailo Mishas Yitzias Shleisha Keichavim Ketanim, which is, of course, what we call Tzeisak Keichavim.
That's really a chumra, isn't it? Shouldn't it really be Beinonim?
Oh, quite right. If you look at the very first Mishnah Brura, Sikkot and Aleph, Dechsev u'beshachpacha, v'koydem laila lav zman shchivahu. Before the onset of night, we cannot obviously call that the time that people go to bed. Now says the Mishnah Brura, exactly what Rabbi Eliyahu David said, v'laila mikri, really, when is it called night? Mishaniru barakia shloisha kichobim beinoinim. There are different sized stars. It's actually when three average sized stars are to be seen. So if that's the case, why are we saying you have to wait till smaller stars, which is a later time? Ach, mipnei, she'ein ha'koil b'kim, because not everybody is expert. V'yavo lit'ois b'gedoilim, and they might think that they are big stars, and when they're very large stars, that's definitely not yet nighttime. That's what he says in parentheses. So begadolim bavada yeinu siman lalaylo shekam apomim nirim afilu bayoyim. Therefore, hichmiru gav a kriya shema deinu koire ad sheyirau shloisha ketanim. Therefore, you've got to wait. So, in other words, when it's daytime, you can still see. You can see kichavim gadolim. Then it's beinanim, and then finally ketanim. So, when you see ketanim, you definitely know it's nightfall. So, therefore, Chazal said you better be machmir. Okay, so that's the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. Now let's jump to Sif Gimel. Jump to Sif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, Lechatchila Tzorich Likrois Kriya Shema Miyad B'Tzeisak Yichavim. Essentially, it's best to say it as early as you can. Why early? Look at the Mishnah Berurah Chavov, Dezrizin Makdimin L'Mitzvos. So the earlier you can say Kriya Shema, the better. V'Zmano Ad Chatzi Halayla. So what does that mean? Ad chatzi alayla, that means who do we paskin like? That means we have just paskin like the chachomim till chatzois. But look how the Shulchan Aruch continues. The im ovar, the eichar. But if a person was over that aloch and he delayed, the koro ad shaloi ola amud hashachar, yotze yedei chayvosoi. So the Shulchan Aruch has clearly told us that what, as we guessed before, that even though you're supposed to be reading Kriya Shema by Chatzos, but b'di'eved until Amud HaShachar, why? So this Rabbeisa is very important to understand. When you read that opening Mishnah in Brochus and you see three opinions, now that we've seen all the Gemara, we now understand that it's not really three opinions. It's really two and a half opinions. There's opinion A, and there's opinions then B1 and B2. It's not three opinions. Opinion number one is Rabbi Elazar, that B'shach B'cho is when you go to bed, that's the beginning of the night. And the only other opinion is that no, B'shach B'cho is the end of the night because it's when people are asleep. The Chachomim just had a slight variation, and they said, Midderabonon, you should be makdim and read Kriya Shema by Chatzos, that you shouldn't, by mistake, forget. But it's not an altogether different opinion. That's why if you missed Chatzos, certainly you can read Kriya Shema until Amud HaShachar. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chof Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chatzi Alaylo Perosh. The Rabbonon Gozru. The Chachome made a gzera she'osur lehis'acher. You should not delay be Kriya Shema be'yoser me Chatzos. More than Chatzos. Why? So you shouldn't come to a stumbling block. In other words, you shouldn't make a mistake. and then miss the boat completely. Ve'im miss acher, and if you do, then mikri over al dibre chachamim, you have transgressed. It is not lechatchila. So by the way, Rabbeisa, this is a very, very important halacha. You have to know this is absolutely halacha lemaisa. If you get delayed, imagine for argument's sake, you're on a flight and you're only going to get home at 1 o'clock in the morning. So you have to make sure lechatchila that you say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. Yes, it's true. As the Mishnah Berurah carries on now and he says, as long as you read the Kriya Shema until Chatzos, that's not called an Issa, because you're allowed to read until Chatzos. Ela shaloi nikra zoriz. You can't call that person a hasty zoriz. Yeah, now go to the Mishnah Berurah Chof Ches. V'im ovar v'acher v'eichar d'min ha-toirah. Lekula alma zmana kol alayla, because min atayra, the zman is all night long. The b'shach b'cha means kol zman shebnei adam shoychvim mashma, as long as people are sleeping. So Rabbi said, we need to know this halacha. This is absolutely halacha lemaisa. Like we said, person be'ezus Hashem should never miss davening Maariv. Certainly not miss davening Maariv b'tzibur. But on occasions, an onus can happen. You get stuck somewhere, medical emergency, a flight, whatever it may be. So you have to make sure that you say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. You have to make sure you say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. If indeed you missed it by mistake, yes, it's 100% true. You can say Kriya Shema, as we've just learned, all the way until Amud HaShachar. But lechatchila, a person has to be makpid to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we'll continue tomorrow. Meanwhile, everyone have a good day.
Good day.